case number 10,926, Luther E. Layton, south of Road 280, Stokely Road, 3,400 feet east of Road 290, Cool Spring Road, a variance from the minimum lot width requirement.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir. Yes.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, gentlemen, Ms. Isaacs. I represent Luther Layton and Barbara, and this is a area of variance. In fact, Mr. Fuqua originally met the Laytons. This is Mr. Layton, Luther Layton, Barbara Layton, their granddaughter. His daughter is back here, Ashley, and they have a little son as well. The purpose of this variance request is so they can carve out a lot for their daughter, and the daughter can build a house on the lot, and then there are 22 acres in the rear portion that Mr. and Mrs. Latham intend to build a house on so they can be close by.
Mm-hmm.
He's recently had some health issues and heart problems, so that's a priority for them. His daughter's a seventh grade teacher at Milford, and her husband is a state police officer here in town. The property is located, what the application is for is a variance from the 150-foot width requirement for a lot fronting on a county road. The Laytons own a parcel of land located on South Stokely Road, County Road 280. The parcel contains a total of 26.73 acres with road frontage of only 220 feet. They want to convey a portion of the property, as I said, to their daughter for a home site. The new lot will contain 2.5 acres of land with road frontage of approximately 170 feet. So that'll be a legal lot, and I believe you all have in your application the site plan for that?
Yep.
So that lot that would go to Ashley and her husband would be a legal lot. The residential parcel would contain 24.22 acres with a road frontage of 54.61 feet as it's currently submitted on this site plan, which is the reason we're asking for this variance. So the new lot, as I said, will have 54 feet of frontage, which will provide a 50-foot access, which is the minimum that your code requires, to the rear acreage, which once it borders the two-acre lot, it expands into about 500 feet in width. The road frontage is actually all the access to both properties. You should have submitted in your application, or when I was over there today, I think it was in there, Mr. Sharp referenced it, is a letter of no objection from DelDOT. What they've submitted is that the access to the two-acre parcel, which would be legal, would be through the 50-foot or 54-foot parcel. So both properties would be accessed through one opening, which would be the 54-foot opening. And this is significant, I think, because the reason you have the 150-foot, originally the 150-foot limit would be that you didn't have a series of a bunch of drives all close to each other. And the Laytons are committed for one reason is that they're going to have family on both these lots, but two, it makes sense, and DelDOT's already approved it, that there's only going to be one access there. And you have a copy of the DelDOT letter. If you don't, I'm going to submit it. You
yeah,
do?
Yeah,
okay. The Laytons, by the way, have lived just up the road from here for about 10 years, so they're aware of the area. And if you look at the site plan, you can see there are other lots that are across the street that are similarly residential lots in sort of an agricultural environment. As to the standards, obviously this is not a substantially adverse standard. This is your standard hardship standard, if you will. We believe the property is unique in that it has over 26 acres, but only frontage of 220 feet. It cannot be subdivided to create two parcels with 150 road frontage. The Laytons want to convey a lot to their daughter for the reasons stated, which we believe is a reasonable and appropriate use for a family. The situation is not self-created to the extent that this lot existed in that way with that limited frontage for such a large acreage lot of 26 acres. The variance will not alter the character and will not impair the uses of adjacent properties. There are a few single-family homes across the street. They intend to build nice-looking stick-built homes in that in the front parcel and the back parcel, just one home. The Leightons are, in fact, interested and have horses, I believe. So in kind of a big way, Barbara is, and the back portion would be used for pasture for horses. It's been tilled for corn and soybeans in the past, and I don't think it's currently being tilled. It's the minimum required to the extent you have to get the 150 feet for the lot frontage for the home, and you have the minimum plus required for the street entrance. And most importantly, by providing a combined entrance to both the properties, the variance will not be contrary to the goal of limiting your frontage for 150 feet. So for all those reasons, we think it meets your standard. It's limited in the fashion that it's being presented. It's for a family-oriented purpose that we believe is reasonable in light of their proposal. And if I could, I'd like to call Mr. Leighton up just to do my thing about the record.
Yes, please. You need to be.
Mr. Leighton, can you come forward, please?
I have a little hard time hearing. Forgive me.
You need to be. He needs to be sworn in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Thank you.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Luther Leighton, 229 Sinclair Drive. I'm sorry. Stokely Road, 29088 Stokely Road.
You swear that all the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
What side are you going on?
Forgive me if I don't hear real well, so.
All right, sir.
That's especially disappointing because usually at this time I say, have you heard my representations to the board? Did you hear, let me say this, did you hear anything I said?
Yes.
All right. And is it correct you're asking for this variance so you can create a lot for your daughter and also have a larger portion for you and your horses in the back?
Yes, and so that they have a ready babysitter so I can watch the kids for them.
For you to watch the kids or for them to watch you?
Yeah, right, both.
Do you, in your opinion, would having these two lots subdivided in this way adversely affect in any way the neighboring properties?
No, I think all the neighbors are pretty much in agreement with it. They like it.
How long have you lived in that area?
We probably lived there 13 years.
Okay. I don't have anything else, Mr. Chairman, if you have questions.
Are there any questions from members of the board for Mr. Leighton?
Mr. Weller, what's your client going to do with the rest of the property? You've got a lot of property here, right?
Uh-huh.
What are you going to do with the rest of it?
Well,
is it for horses? Did I hear that right?
Yes, we have horses, and part of it is wooded, and it's old growth, and we just plan on leaving the woods the way they are, and the fields we're going to have for the horses.
So you're just going to build a dwelling for your daughter?
For my daughter on the 2.5 acres, yes.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Okay.
No questions.
Mr. Hunt?
No questions.
And Mr. Mills?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I do, and it's directed to Mr. Lank and Mr. Sharp for clarification. It's been in the past my understanding that if a property has, an AR1 anyway, has at least 200 feet of frontage, then it can be subdivided without a variance as long as it has two front property lines within 40 feet, within the 40-foot setback of 150 feet each. Is that correct?
You better repeat that one. I did.
Okay. As long as the... If you have a property that's 200 feet or larger in width, then as long as the property being subdivided and as long as both properties have 150 feet of road frontage within the 400 or 40-foot setback, front setback,
right,
then the variance isn't necessary.
If the properties have 150 front each, either frontage or at the setback.
Right.
Right.
Either way.
Okay.
Then they could have been approved.
Right.
In this case, they only have 220, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Correct. 20.
They need a variance for the difference.
Right.
Either for both parcels or for one parcel with the minimum and the remaining lands to go with the residual land. But what you have is you got, how much money do you have?
220.
So if they have 220, you're actually split in half, it would be 110 each. In this case, they're holding 150 plus and a 50-foot access or 54-foot frontage with a 50-foot access going to the rate, the residual acreage.
Right.
So you're looking at a basically a 100 and, or a 96-foot variance.
I put down 100-foot variance.
And the other would be one.
Right.
And again, I mean,
I came up with a 100-foot variance on parcel A, and the other 50-foot would serve for the remaining 20. Other 22 or 24 acres. Would that be right?
Correct.
Right. That's what I come off that.
And
way.
I think
it might be 97, 98, but I just
100.
Huh? It's 100 for parcel A, and then 50 be for the residual in the back, the 22 or 24 acres.
170 for parcel A.
Right.
And 50 for the residual, so they need a 100-foot variance for
right.
The 50.
Right. Excuse me, that's what I came up with, like 100 foot.
50 foot access variance. The way it's proposed, but I think Mr. Willard says it's got 54 foot in front.
Yeah, I think right. There was a, it's a little over 220, so it's 54.
Yep. And well, four. Okay.
But I came looking at it.
Anyway, that's for the back.
One, they're holding a lot in compliance, and the residual land is going to have an access to go to the interior.
Okay.
And a key component of that, I overemphasize.
Frontage, 50 foot right away.
Yeah, and there will only be one entrance.
Okay. So, Mr. Mills, did that answer your questions?
Not really, but I'm satisfied.
But he wants to know
okay.
If that's ever the case, which is not
right. All right, and hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has met all the requirements for a variance. He so stated as he went through the variance one by one, and I believe he has met all the variances. I mean, all the requirements for a variance, and I approve.
Okay.
The case number 109926.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I would second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,926. Again, Mr. Rickards.
Yay.
For the reasons so?
For the reasons so stated.
Okay, Mr. Wortman.
Yes, I think you meant the standard for granting the variance.
Okay. Mr. Hudson.
Yay, for the same reasons stated.
Mr. Mills.
Mr. Chairman, I think it certainly meets the standard for uniqueness because it does have minimal frontage for the size lot that it is. But I'm not convinced that it can otherwise be developed and it's not created by the applicant. I don't see where it alters the essential character of the neighborhood or a minimum afford relief. So I'd make a motion or I'd vote no.
What?
No.
No, okay. I vote yes in favor of it because I do also feel that he has met the standards for the granting of the variance and it's a maximum variance to be afforded relief for the use of the property. Okay. By a vote of 4 in favor and 1 opposed, case number 10,926 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number 10,926.